No. Not my New Orleans Pelicans. For the love of God, this is not the time for my New Orleans Pelicans to make a woke coaching hire. To make a historic coaching hire. David Griffin, Gail Benson, I am begging you, please do not do this. Don't do this. Going into this offseason, there were a couple of things that David Griffin had to get done. The first, extending Lonzo Ball. There have been rumors all season about New Orleans trading Lonzo, and that's just preposterous. This team needs Lonzo Ball, so that should be number one on that priority list this offseason for David Griffin, re-signing Lonzo Ball. But number two on the list, you had to part ways with Stan Van Gundy. Stan Van Gundy, he was once a pretty good coach in the NBA. He led the Heat, led the Magic to the Eastern Conference Finals. But that was 10 or 15 years ago. The game has passed him by. I actually credit Stan Van Gundy with changing the NBA. When he was coaching in Orlando, they were the first team to establish their offense around the three-point shot. They played inside out. Dwight Howard down low, surrounded by four great three-point shooters. So Stan Van Gundy was once a good coach, but he failed in Detroit. And he never fit this team in New Orleans. Now, I understood why David Griffin hired Stan Van Gundy to begin with. The thinking was he could improve the Pelicans' defense. That obviously didn't happen. Not only did he not improve the Pelicans' defense, he made them worse offensively. So Stan Van Gundy had to go. There was no question about it. David Griffin pulled the trigger on that yesterday when they agreed to part ways with Stan Van Gundy. More importantly, the right coach needs to be hired to take his place. This young Pelicans team, they need a head coach that they like and respect. That's important. But what they really need is a head coach that can teach them how to win. The Pelicans were one of the worst teams in the NBA last season in close games. They were 3-10 in games decided by 5 points or less. They also led the NBA in giving up double-digit leads. Both of those are signs of a young team that hasn't figured out how to win. I don't say things like this often, but this is the most important coaching hire in the history of the Pelicans franchise. This is important, and it's that important. This coaching hire, it will eventually determine whether or not Zion Williamson stays in New Orleans long-term. There are no excuses to be made. David Griffin has to get this right. I'll tell you what this is not the time for. This is not the time to virtue signal to the woke community by hiring the first woman head coach in the history of the NBA. Teresa Weatherspoon is a woker's dream. She's African-American, and more importantly, she's a woman. These damn wokers are dying to have more women involved in the NBA and the NFL. And let me get something out of the way real quick. I have nothing against Teresa Weatherspoon. She is highly respected in New Orleans. The players, they seem to like her. She's a basketball Hall of Famer. She's very accomplished in the world of basketball. But she is not ready to be a head coach at the NBA level. Not only is she not ready, she's not qualified to be a head coach at the NBA level. Wokers everywhere are going to be pushing for the Pelicans to hire her. But let me flip the script real quick. Let's play another round of Stump the Woker. Let's say that the Pelicans are considering hiring a 55-year-old white guy named Don Williams as their next head coach. Don, he is a former NCAA Division I basketball champion. He won the title back in 1988 as a player. He played basketball over in Europe professionally, where he averaged just 5 points and 5 assists per game. He has some head coaching experience at the college level. He coached at Louisiana Tech for 6 years, compiled a 99-71 record. Not too bad, pretty good. But he never made it out of the first round of the NCAA tournament. Don's only coaching experience in the NBA is 1 season as an assistant. That's it. That's all. That is his only experience at the professional level. Now you tell me, is Don Williams the white guy? Is he qualified to be a head coach at the NBA level? Not only that, if Don really were in consideration for the Pelicans' job, you already know what the woke media would be saying. The Pelicans are biased. They're hiring an unqualified white guy over qualified black candidates. This is proof that the NBA is biased against black head coaches. That's what the media would be saying. Everything I just listed about Don Williams, all those qualifications, all those accomplishments, that is the career of Teresa Weatherspoon. Except, besides playing in Europe professionally, she played in the WNBA. I pulled all of that straight off of her biography. She is not qualified. This is not the time in New Orleans to run with some experimental coaching candidate and pray that it works. That's what this damn team has been doing for 20 plus years now. Running with experiments. Hoping that something will eventually work out. And it never does. This young roster in New Orleans, they need consistency. This next coach, it's going to be Zion Williamson's third coach in 3 years. That is not a recipe for success. That's a recipe for disaster. I can't believe that the Pelicans actually released the news that they were considering hiring Teresa Weatherspoon. Why the hell would you do this? You know all this is going to do is create unnecessary pressure on you. You know the Wokers are going to pressure you to hire her. The Pelicans have a chance to make history, hiring the first woman head coach in the NBA. Making history is overrated. Why don't you make history by bringing the first NBA championship to New Orleans instead? Why don't you make that kind of history? Look, we talked about this the other day with the Celtics. I want the Pelicans to hire the best head coach for this team. I don't give a damn about their race. Hell, Jason Kidd is out there. Give him a look. I don't care about the race of the head coach. I just want the best fit for this young roster. I don't want this to turn into a circus. And if you hire Teresa Weatherspoon, that is exactly what it is going to be. A media circus. Like I said earlier, the young Pelicans need a head coach that can teach them how to win. What has Teresa Weatherspoon won? I don't want to hear about her winning in the WNBA either. That does not count. The WNBA is a joke. What has Teresa Weatherspoon, as a coach, what has she won at the college or the NBA level? Nothing. Nothing. Jason Kidd, he's an NBA champion as a player. He's coached two different teams to the playoffs, the Nets back in 2014 and the Bucks twice. He won another championship as an assistant coach last year with the Lakers. That is the type of resume that I'm talking about. That is what we need in New Orleans. I'm not expecting the Pelicans to be able to bring in a Doc Rivers level head coach, but someone like Jason Kidd, that should be doable. David Griffin, don't screw this up. Don't be a woke fool. Teresa Weatherspoon should not be under consideration for this job. All right, what do you guys think? Should the Pelicans be considering Teresa Weatherspoon as their next head coach? Sound off in the comments below. Let me know your thoughts. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.